Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, my name is AJ Atticus, and I am your host with the most and the babyface you love to hate. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an amazing night for you tonight. But first, let me start this off by thanking our sponsors over at the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee, where you can tune in every single Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time. This week, they will have special guests, a special guest from Ring of Honor, yet to be announced to us. So we are waiting to hear who that is. And we also have the Midwest very own Pete Madden. Now, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I have two very, one is very, quote-unquote, special people, but one is our head admin, the General DeJuan Mills, and the other is that special individual I talk about, none other than the gentleman, Richard Priest. Gentlemen, how are we doing tonight?
I'm doing great. What's going down? What's going down, Mr. AJ Atticus? What's popping, sir? Happy Memorial Day to you, my man.
Oh, happy Memorial Day to you as well. Obviously, I've been busy. I had some time with my family today before our Raw, and then I even got to enjoy a little bit of the Raw tonight, the Raw challenges. I was joined by a lovely individual. But you know, we'll talk about that later, and some things that happened, some things I noticed that I want to ask that person. But you know, I do understand Richard Priest is scheduled to be here any moment. I know he was involved in a tag team match tonight, which was an amazing tag team match, by the way. But you know, hopefully we'll hear. Well, I'd say hopefully, but I really kind of hope we don't hear from him anytime soon.
Well, you know, he always has to be fashionably late. He has to make this grand entrance, and some way, somehow, either you or me are going to get cut. And right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fantasy Wrestling, DeJuan Mills, AJ Atticus, how is everybody doing tonight? That is nice because myself and El Matarata are moving on to the third round of the tag team tournament after defeating our Los Million Brothers tonight, the Moonshine Flat Tire Chargers.
Rashad Priest, congratulations on your victory. You know, I guess now that Sissy's already talked about it, we don't even have to cover that one in the Raw recap, so, you know, no reason to go back and talk about that match. Except for one thing, I do have to applaud the amazing job done by La Familia's own El Mato Ratos. He did an amazing job in that match, and Rick, I guess you were kind of there too. So congratulations on your victory. You move on now to round three, where you will face the Steampunk Collective's Mechanical Maniacs.
Yeah, that's nice. And we will beat the Mechanical Maniacs tomorrow night, guaranteed.
You know what, this tag team turn has been very interesting, man. I love the tag team division. I especially love the tag team division now that El Mata is back in action. And it's going to be interesting to see what goes down tomorrow, man. I'll be honest with you. I have no dog in this fight, but to be honest with you, hey, El Mata and you yourself, Rashad Priest, are known for having gold. Going into tomorrow, what are your thoughts against the Mechanical Maniacs? What's your strategy? I know you could probably care less, but I still want to get, you know, any kind of thoughts that you have going into tomorrow's match, sir.
El Mata and myself, our strategy has been the same strategy that we have carried through the first two rounds, and that strategy is to win.
I mean, I guess wouldn't just to win be the goal?
AJ, I know you think you're all high and mighty because you are undefeated with two matches, but winning is the strategy.
Oh, okay, I mean, I was just thinking that that's the goal. The strategy would be like, you know, good teamwork that you guys have shown, always keeping a fresh man in like you guys have. But, I mean, you know, it's okay. I don't know, but you know what? Since we want to talk about this tag team tournament, since we want to talk about what's going on with everything, I am getting word that we have on the line right now one of your opponents for tomorrow night. Intern Timmy, can we bring on Mason the Mechanic Murray?
How y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing very well, Mason. How about yourself? I'd like to congratulate you first on that amazing victory against the Steampunks. I'm glad to see you get the one up on my brother.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought match. Steampunks, they ain't no joke. We're all brethren in the Steampunk Collective, but we had to show them that we are, in fact, not the B team, that we are the superior tag team in the Steampunk Collective, and I think we've pretty much proved that tonight.
You know, Mason, anybody that would eliminate Arden Murphy for me so that way I don't have to look at his ugly Irish mug is a guy who deserves, well, something. I don't know what it is, but you deserve something, Mason. And I'm going to go out and buy you a brand new Craftsman-made tool set, sir, for that.
You know, a city folk like yourself would say Craftsman. Look, we go Snap-on around here. Snap-on is the name brand. But I can't believe that I have to face you idiots tomorrow. Yourself and El Mata Ratatouille, whatever his name is. I just can't believe it. I guess I'm just going to have to show you legends a thing or two in the ring tomorrow. Myself and Corbin Slater, of course.
Well, Mason Mechanic Murray, first of all, the head admin here, I want to congratulate you on your impressive victory tonight. You've been impressive so far, and I remember when you first joined the chapter some time ago, you know, coming in, winning the hardcore title, winning your matches in UXT. But I'll tell you, like I tell any other talent going against El Mata Ratos and Mr. Rashad Priest, you know, and this isn't to toot anyone's horn or anything. El Mata Ratos, the real deal, legit. I've known this guy for quite some time. I've seen the battles between himself and the CEO, so he doesn't play. Along with the crafty, the crappiness of Mr. One Rashard Priest. I'll be honest, man, you guys got a hell of a challenge for it. Well, crappy, sneaky, whatever you want to call it, man. my thing is this,
I like
man.
To call it I'm better than you.
Of course you would. Can I finish? Can I finish my statement with Mr. Mason McKenna Murray, please? In any event, sir, tomorrow, big match, main event level. It's one step towards the tag team titles. I'll ask you the same question I asked Mr. Rashard Priest, and hopefully I can get a better answer. What do yourself and Corbin Slater plan to do to take down a couple of veterans, well, one veteran at least, in the FWC to advance to the final round and face the FWC for the FWC Tag Team Championships? What's your plans? What you got in your bag?
Well, our plan is to go in there and do the same thing we've always done. Go in there, don't overthink things, just go in there, whip some ass, take some names. And, I mean, I know it's going to be pretty easy to knock old Dick Kreese out, but I am a little bit concerned with Del Mata because I've heard all the stories that he's used, what he has done in the past, and by no means am I underestimating him, but I ain't worried about Dick Bragg. He ain't nothing. But once we knock old Dick out, then me and Corbin will focus on El Mata. And I don't know exactly how El Mata is. I got respect for him. I thought he could have used a better partner, but that's his deal. But I don't think he can take on two at the same time. So my game plan is to go in there, knock Dick out, and then me and Corbin will take care of El Mata.
Listen, I don't want to to sound really horrible when I say this, but would you maybe want to rephrase what you're saying about your match tomorrow about knocking something out?
Knocking out Dick Price?
Okay.
Rick. I'm sorry, Rick.
The pronunciation of the name I was worried about. Just you weren't throwing the last name in there, and it was sounding a little.
All right. Hold the hell up.
What in the world?
Hello?
All right, there, Mason. All right, you beat us. And for the record, I did not say that your fellows were the B team. That was Mass. Mass has a mouth. But what I need to tell you is that you better, and I mean you better, beat MPR tomorrow night. Or we're not going to let you live it down, fella. Go on and win those tag team belts for the collective. If not,
we will most certainly do that.
You better.
Well, it sounds like we have Arden Murphy on the phone as well. Arden, I have, it's me, Rashard Priest. I have one thing to say to you, sir, and that's na-na-na-na. Na 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 na, hey hey, you're out of the tournament.
Shut the hell up, Rick. No one asked you to speak, all right? And actually, you're probably going to get your eyes handed to you by Battlecat. And we'll have ourselves a new Intercontinental Champion. And in fact, I can see the little fella cashing in and taking away the Universal Heavyweight Championship away from Nightmare Jones. So, I'm just going to sit here and watch that and eat my popcorn.
Everyone, hold on. Before we get too far into talking about Battlecat winning an IC title and cashing in, let's just not bring up La Familia's own Nightmare Jones. We know how he gets when he feels disrespected. Let's try our best not to bring him here tonight.
Oh, there was no disrespect. I just said he was going to get his ass kicked.
Well, no, you can disrespect Rick all you want. I was just talking about the one who always calls in Nightmare Jones. It's just, he's got a lot on his plate, too, you know. I mean, he'll have to worry about possibly facing Battlecat, and then, you know, tomorrow night, he, too, has a match against two of our up-and-comers, but, you know, we'll talk about that later on tonight as well when we have our special guest on tonight.
I'll have you by some girls.
Yeah, it is possible. Well, I have both of you on the line right now.
obviously being part of the Steampunk Collective and being such a huge part in some of the things that have gone on here, I mean, obviously, Arden, it has to feel kind of bad being part of the originators of the collective and getting beaten by the Mechanical Maniacs. I mean, you and Master only have one win under your guys' belt together.
Well, I look at it this way. The Mechanical Maniacs beat us, and if we're not out there offering competition to the others, then we might as well be offering competition within ourselves. And that's what it's about. It's making each other stronger. And if they beat us, that just means that they're that much stronger. We'll come back, though. Master and I always get back up.
I can appreciate that. Do you feel like, I mean, both of you obviously saw what was going on, and I'm going to address this later on in the show as well. Do you feel like maybe there was a distraction for Massacre during your match?
Yeah, Master's had his eye on that New UXT gal here lately, and, well, he needs to concentrate a little more on, you know, winning matches and a little less on Kitty. But Master and I had a little talk, and, well, things should be all right from now on.
All right, great.
I don't want to take away from the fact that, you know, y'all are saying Mass got distracted. Well, there was some other chick from, I think, Joker's Mild that was trying to interrupt in the match or something like that, going against one of the other newcomers. That was distracting us too. But I don't want to take away from the fact that the Mechanical Maniacs won the match because Mass got distracted. I want everybody to know that the Mechanical Maniacs won. They were the better tag team tonight out of pure skill and heart, and we were focused.
Absolutely. I don't want to take away from your victory.
Okay, Mason, I will accept that jab because Matt hates that word, and it's a really a good thing he's off in the locker room right now nursing himself, because you know how Matt gets when you use that word. That's the F word you don't use around him.
Absolutely.
Hang on a second. I just want to say one quick thing. Arden, I just want to say something to you.
What's up, fella?
After the Mechanical Maniacs beats Rashad Priest and El Mata, and after we beat the Titans of Time and become the new tag team champions, myself and Corbin Slater will be honored to defend our belts against the Steampunk. Anytime, any day, anywhere. Doesn't matter.
Well, I would expect no less, and you're damn well right that we're going to earn our way back up to that.
Well, we're still going to whip your ass.
All right, settle. All right,
I got to go celebrate and drink some moonshine. So y'all talk about amongst yourselves. I got to go.
Absolutely. Enjoy your night. Enjoy your victory. Arden, I do... do have sympathy for your loss, but you know what? Work your way back up and get back in that title shot. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you very much.
No problem. Have a good night.
All right. Are we done with the Steampunk Collective nut hug now?
What was that?
I said, are we done with the Steampunk Collective nut hugging now?
I'm pretty sure they just kind of called in and took over our show there for a second. But, you know, no nut hugging going on here. Still have a lot of pent-up aggression that will be addressed eventually when I figure out all the finer details between me and my brother Massacre. Me and the Night Owl have been in talks of the future between me and him and the match that we may have coming up eventually. So once that gets all smoothed out and I get my nice little contract that I wrote up not too long ago approved, then we will... We'll delve deeper into that later. But let's continue on with our night with The Law and Funky Flex. You know, both men have had words back and forth throughout the past couple days, couple weeks. And I got to say, you know,
the Law put on an impressive match tonight, and he pulled off the victory. And I know their tag team, I know their new tag team. I can't quite remember their names. I believe they are Outlawed, is what it is, between the American Outlaw and the Law. They're set to face the Saviors of Funk, which is the Saint and Funky Flex. But, you know, this definitely has to have momentum for Outlawed heading into this match.
Yeah. If you can, even in a singles match, if you're getting ready to go on in a tag match, that gives at least one of the guys on the opposing team that little bit of a head fake, knowing that some guy on the other side of the ring is already pinned you once.
I'm just impressed with all these new guys, if I want to be honest with you, man. Like I said before, man, I put a lobby up the other day, man. There hasn't been a class of gentlemen, there hasn't been a class of superstars in the FWC that has had this much commitment, you know, has showed themselves, have been this impressed with all the promos. And, I mean, tonight's match is proof of, man, both guys have a bright future for themselves. And to be honest with you, I stay impressed. Everything looks impressive. And I just want to see more from the new guys, man. Just like last week, man, UFC Chicago, FWC, UFC Chicago, very impressive. And, hey, keep the fire going, boys. Keep the fire going.
Yeah. And another thing that's really, really impressive that I just read in my email is Wednesday night on the Wrestle Talk podcast, which you can check them out, WWE Wrestle Talk podcast. They are having a close and good personal friend of mine, the human wrecking ball, Pete Madden, on their show Wednesday night. I saw this man in the very first Gateway Championship Wrestling show win a tournament to become the very first GCW heavyweight champion. And also they have some special guests from some promotion called Ring of Honor.
Well, that sounds like an amazing show. I, for one, will be tuning in on Wednesdays. Also, you know, talking about matches and things that are upcoming, Rick, or Richard, we had a match tonight where Big Boss took on your opponent at Extreme Rules. And you talk about gaining momentum and gaining this like, one singles victory could help gain momentum going into a match. And, yes, you did win tag team, but you also had a partner in that, where Battle Cat has kind of been on a roll lately. Ever since he had that stipulation thrown on him in the Universe Mania 3, we have not seen him stop promoing. He has been in matches. I believe now this is 6 out of his last 8 matches he has been victorious in. I mean, he is just kind of on a roll. How does that make you feel? Do you think maybe Battle Cat's got a little bit of a lucky streak going on for him?
No.
Is that it? Just no? No,
that's
no more with Shark Freeze?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, okay. Battle Cat has had a bit of a streak, but that is just because he is having matches against underrated performers. He hasn't got into the ring with a man of my caliber. And come Extreme Rules, I will show why I am not only the greatest former Legends champion, but I am still the greatest Legends champion ever. I will submit myself as the greatest Intercontinental champion after Extreme Rules.
Yeah, but I mean, let's not discount the fact that, you know, if it weren't for the fact that the hardcore title has, as of right now, been removed for competition, he was our number one contender for that title. He has held multiple titles. He has made a name for himself. He dropped down to UXT, brought himself back up to main roster. I mean, he's a constant. He is always there. And some people may say, you know, that he's kind of bland, but he's always there. He doesn't stop. And
you don't think that even if you do beat him, that's just going to shut him up, that he's just going to not come after you again and again and again like he always does?
You know, I've already been in the ring with Battle Cat. I've already defeated Battle Cat once.
I have too.
Thank you, AJ.
You're welcome. I just wanted you to know what it's like to be interrupted.
Yes, we know, AJ. You are undefeated. You are 2-0, and then you decided to hide from competition and become a host of the podcast.
You know, hold on, guys. I like how you always try to defer attention from the subject at hand, Rashard Priest. Let's face the fact, okay? Battle Cat is consistent. And one of my favorite sayings is consistency is key. This man is a multi-time champion. Every time he's been in a championship match competing for a title, he has won, to my best recollection. So, what you don't know, Mr. Rashard Priest, is when Battle Cat is on a roll, he is on a roll. Now, in non-title matches, tag matches, single matches, whatever, you know, he might have a little blemish on his record. But one thing that I know, I've been around Battle Cat since the beginning, the very beginning, when he was inducted into this group, when he got called up to the main roster. This man can compete, and when it comes to title matches, he is almost superior to against anyone else in this chapter. You know, this man has picked the perfect card on more than one occasion, and I can guarantee you, bruh, this ain't going to be no walk in the park. I respect you. I respect him. But Mr. Rashard Priest, you better bring your A game, because you might mess around and lose that belt too. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I faced him in the Florida street fight. I mean, he threw me through a drive out of a restaurant, through the drive-thru window, into a car that was trying to pick up their food. I mean, he took me to my limits. I was victorious, but he absolutely beat me down. It was crazy insane how much endurance Battle Cat has in him. And he is. He's just always there. Right when you think you have him, he's right back there. He's right back in your face.
You know, Battle Cat just proves that a broken clock is always right twice a day.
Ouch.
No respect. I mean, the guy can't get any respect.
Got him! Got him! And speaking of broken, that is what Battle Cat will be after Extreme Rules. I will knock him nuttier than I knocked Professor Capel, and I will give him more personalities than I gave to Theory after I beat those two gentlemen.
Well, it seems how we aren't going to get anywhere on this subject. Let's move on to one of our one of the last matches of the night, and I do believe we have one of the opponents in this match on the line. It was when Prince Monty took on DJ Pinky. Prince Monty in his first match, he was victorious. It was a great match. There was some confusion between the two opponents where the match looked like it had been a pinfall early on in the match, but the BOD came back in and restarted the match due to, I think it was, like, you know, that the timekeeper accidentally rang the bell or something like that. I don't know what happened, but I believe we have DJ Pinky on the line.
What's up, guys?
Hey, DJ, how you doing?
Hey, I'm sore, but hey, I'm here. What's up?
I bet. I'm glad to have you on the line. It seems like lately you've been kind of in a rough spot with your matches lately. You come in, you have the fire, the determination to win, but you just seem to fall short. Is that something you feel might be weighing on you and possibly affecting you in your matches, or do you think just you're kind of on a run of bad luck right now?
Yeah, man. It's kind of probably a combination of everything because, like, I'm a party goer, I'm a raver, I'm a hype man. I mean, like, DJing is my life. So whenever I have a lot of, like, bookings with DJing and things like that, like, I focus a lot on that. And sometimes it makes me put other things to the wayside. And also, like, I'm dealing with a lot of things, like, personally. So, like, that's the reason why I haven't won a single match yet in UXT or, you know, any of the exhibition matches. Like, I've had 3 matches, and I've lost all of them. So I'm trying to think of, like, ways to recalibrate my mind because, like, SWWC is the place to be. That's where I want to be. That's where the fans go crazy for DJ Pinky. So, I mean, like, I'm going to win. Battle Cat, I'm going to beat you one day. Flex, I'm going to beat you one day. And Prince, Maharaja, Jinder Mahal, whoever I wrestled tonight, like, I'm going to beat you one day, dude. Like, I don't – I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to do this.
You know, that's what we like here, the determination of you're not giving up. You're not letting down.
I'm not letting down. And this isn't a prediction. This is more of a spoiler. My next match, whoever it's going to be against, wherever, whenever, I promise you, this is a guarantee, I will come out on top because DJ Pinky knows how to survive. And win or lose, in my mind, I'm coming out on top. And in the minds of all the fans, all the people watching the show, they're behind me, and I'm behind them. I love them so much. I'm going to do this, man. I'm going to do this.
DJ Pinky, Reshark Freeze here. Whenever you have a show that you're DJing for, do a lot of people come out to those shows and cheer you on?
Oh, tons of people, man. Tons of people. Man, I can get – oh, dude. If only some of those people – would come to the FWWC shows. Because sometimes at the FWWC shows, there's one or two people in the audience that are kind of heckling me. There's one or two guys down in the front row that are like, oh, boo, boo, and that really gets into my head. I mean, 99% of the fans are behind me, but when those two guys are in the front row just booing and jeering and trying to throw trash and stuff, that really gets into my head. So what I need to do is this. I need to, like, invite the people that come to my DJ gigs to FWWC shows, man. Like, that's what I should do, right?
Actually, I was just going to give you some career advice and just say stick to DJing then.
Stick to DJing? Nah, man. FWWC is my life. And here before too long, all these fans that love me and all these people are going to be hearing this. And new UXT champion, DJ Pinky! Before too long, man, that's going to be a thing. That's going to be a thing, I promise.
Well, DJ Pinky, real quick, man, before you get out of here, the head admin here. Again, congrats. Hey, I'm so proud of you, sir, just like I'm proud of the rest of the UXT guys. And, hey, all I got to say is this. You have a bright future in this chapter. This is on just sticking to your guns, man. Stay consistent, never give up, and stay active. That's all I got to say about that.
Thank you, man. Thank you. You sound like Booker T.
I don't know about that, brother.
Shuck a ducky, quack, quack.
Hey,
oh,
hey,
my goodness.
Don't say stuff like that to Duan. He's already egotistical as it is, and stuff like that is going to go to his head. And he's going to become a monster with all.
You
all
be the
monsters.
One to talk.
I'm a very humble man.
You know, before we let you go, DJ Pinky, you did say something about eventually we will hear the words, your new UXT champion, DJ Pinky. Well, maybe you might want to talk to somebody who we have on the line right now about those words, and that is actually the number one contender for the UXT championship, the Saint.
The Saint is here.
Which Saint? St. Paul, St. Peter? Which Saint?
The Saint that will bring you the light, DJ Pinky. You laugh at all you want. The only thing that you should laugh at is your damn score ever since joining here. If you care about DJing and people so much, then you should leave. The only thing that should be on your mind is championships. not spinning a turntable.
Bro, spinning turntables, winning championships, I do it all collectively. Brother, I do it all at the same time.
The only thing that I've seen you do is get your ass beaten each night that you had a match. Get off of here. I came on here to address Vincent Knight. Challenge Monday night. Whether the BOD approves it or not, I will find you. And I will bring the light to your darkness and your night.
Well, Saint, to
I'm here.
Make you happy, it has come across my desk right now that tomorrow night it will be you versus Vincent Knight.
The light is coming. I'll see you tomorrow, Vincent.
Well, I appreciate both of you calling in. I love hearing from the new talent. I love hearing from the UXC guys. They tend to bring a lot of fire, a lot of entertainment. And that's definitely something we here in the FWWC love to see, is the entertainment that they bring to the page. And with that, you know, something we do every week is we like to pinpoint one superstar or multiple superstars, whichever it may be, that really catch our interest. Intern Timmy, I believe we're going to go ahead and hit him with the promo of the week. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, speaking of the UXT guys and a lot of the entertainment they bring, another thing that a lot of them do is they have some really hard names, really drawn-out names. So I still have yet to – I know he's a descendant of a descendant of a descendant of an ancient thing or whatever. But this week's promo of the week goes to the one and the only Julius Cairo. Now, I have to tell you, this man has a dominating voice, an ominous voice, one that kind of, it doesn't matter what he's saying, it just makes you pay attention to him. It really reaches out and grabs you and just holds you in the whole time. I'm pretty sure he could be telling me a recipe for baking cookies, and I would just want to hear every single detail about how to bake these cookies.
Yeah, and last week came out with a dominant performance over Vincent Knight, giving Vincent Knight his first one-on-one singles blemish. I have a lot of respect so far for Mr. Cairo. Being an educated man as myself, well-spoken as I am, finally there is somebody here that is better than the rest of the uneducated masses of the FWWC.
You know what, guys? My thoughts on Julius Cairo, and like I said earlier in the weekend, I put his live video up. This gentleman has it. I'll be honest. There's a lot of guys that come into this chapter. You know, they'll promo. They'll put themselves on display. But you can honestly tell that Julius Cairo has not only spent time, you know, in the ring, but he's also spent time, you know, on his presence, on how he speaks. You know, again, to piggyback off what Shard Priest said, you can tell he's an intelligent gentleman. You know, you can tell that he's well-groomed, you know, and he's simple, and his voice sounds very soothing. And if he was to read a bedtime story to the entire FWWC, I'm pretty sure we would all be comfortable with our little blankets and our teddy bears, and we would fall very fast asleep. So no disrespect to Julius Cairo, but I got a lot of respect for the guy, man. Nothing but respect. Julius Cairo, you deserve that one, sir.
Yes, he does. And speaking of somebody that deserves something, and staying in fashion and staying in the theme of the UX team, there is somebody that deserves to be put on the side of the milk carton because we have not seen him since before the last pay-per-view of Backlash, and that is one Deodric Rain.
You like crazy.
Deodric Rain, the former inaugural, well, half of the former inaugural UXT Tag Champions of Blitzkrieg, didn't show up at UXT Chicago. He didn't show up at Backlash, losing to El Mata and myself. And then we don't hear or see from him until I think he finally put something out earlier today. If you want to be taken seriously around here, if you want to be a champion, you need to be seen. And for somebody who calls himself the god of the UXT, he's more of the blah of UXT. AJ?
That is true. It is rough. I mean, seeing somebody calls himself the god, I'm just kind of disappear for a while. I mean, don't get me wrong. He did come back with a huge fire in his promo against Tank. Seeing a side of Deodric we really haven't seen. But like you said, we haven't seen much of him lately, so I guess it could be the same Deodric just because we haven't seen him. It just seems new. But, you know, he has a lot riding on his next the match coming up at Extreme Rules against Tank, where one of them will be moving up to main roster. Tank, who has been fighting and fighting and fighting for this opportunity for a long time. And then Deodric Rain, who we all know can come in. He can back his words up, but he clearly has to put them up before he can back them up. And when he doesn't do that, we're just kind of wondering, hey, what's going on? Where are you at? I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. Again, no card moment of the week.
He wasn't able to back his word. Oh.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Rashard Priester, you're fine, dude. I've been a fan of D-Rain since the gate, and of course the man's not perfect, but when he strikes, the man absolutely freaking strikes. So, yeah, he's on the milk carton this week. But I can guarantee you, after today's promo that he dropped, y'all need to go back and check that out. You know, hey, in my opinion, it might be up for promo of the week going into next week. And speaking of going into things, man, we want to make sure we shout out our guys at the WrestleTalk Podcast with Drew and A, man. Want to give those guys a big, 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 huge shout out for making this show, this chapter, hell, this business in general possible, man. Every Wednesday, 7 o'clock p.m., Kansas City Central Time, big show coming up this Wednesday. Shout out to Joe. Shout out to Renee. I will be tuning in because I'm real curious to figure out who's this surprise Ring of Honor guy is going to be. I've heard a couple of rumors. I won't reveal any, but the only way to find out is if you tune in this Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, like I've been saying, we've heard a lot of noise in the UXT. We have got a lot of entertainment from UXT lately. I think we've got a couple superstars who have been a little bit distracted by what is hit UXT, and I actually believe our own general has been one of them. I've seen some of your comments on the posts that have been put up as well, and that's okay. We have some new ladies who have come to the UFC, who have come to the FWWC. And right when we thought our women's division was about to die out, they've come back, and from what I've seen, it looks like they're coming in strong. And for the first time, actually, I think we've actually scheduled it to be two special guests this week, and they are, I believe they call themselves Enchanted Chaos, and it is the Enchantress and Aria, the Goddess.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, ladies. Obviously, you two have come to the UXT and have created a lot of waves. You know, we've seen the Enchantress drop a couple promos, definitely getting underneath people's skin. One particular, both of you have gotten under, is Nightmare Jones. But one main question I have is for the Goddess. I've seen some interactions back and forth between you and the Steampunk Collective member, and then you actually even came out during the tag team match between two Steampunk Collective teams. Can I ask what your, I guess, interests or intentions are behind that?
There seems to be a lot of... I would say that there seems to be a lot of emotion going on about that, but I'm really just looking at a man that can only be legendary, and I'm just going to watch and see if that becomes anything, if he seems to rise up to the challenge.
Fair enough. Enchantress, what are your thoughts on Nightmare Jones?
Oh, I think he thinks we should be afraid of him, but I really am not. Even though he is a champion, he's never seen magic like we created.
Ladies, Richard Priest here. First off, welcome to SWWC. I hope both of you are successful down in the UXP. And tomorrow night, just because of pure personal interest, I hope you ladies kick the dog's snot out of one night.
I plan
to.
Are you saying you're wishing them luck against your own La Familia brethren?
I mean, you wish everybody luck against your brother there, AJ, so why is it any different?
Because he kicked me out of the collective, and me and him actually have a problem to settle. You, on the other hand, say you wouldn't go against Nightmare Jones. You wouldn't call him out. You guys are brothers. You respect him so much.
Hey. We're interviewing these ladies. Quit. I know you like having attention on me. Please, let's put the attention on these two ladies. We're focused.
That's all right. Bring the attention back.
Well, allow me to bring that attention. Good evening, ladies. My name is Dewan Mills, and as you know and probably seen, I am the admin of this wonderful, awesome, and very creative chapter group, the FWWC Fantasy Worldwide Chapter. How are both of you ladies doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Fantastic. How are you?
I am great. First of all, might I say it is a breath of fresh air to see some new ladies in this chapter. But I think I need to give both guys a tad bit of a small history lesson. See, before you ladies, there was a whole list of women who were in this chapter who made a mark, who made a lot of noise. You know, we had ladies like the Queen Trix. We had ladies like the Mrs. CEO, Charlotte, the Divergence wife. I mean, there was a whole list of women who were champions in this chapter, and it's kind of funny. Both you ladies are starting in UXT. Both you ladies have already made a lot of noise and impact, and all eyes are on you. My question is this: between the both of you, who do you think deserves a shot at the women's championship when that time comes? Who do you believe is the better lady? And again, I'm not trying to stir confusion amongst you two, but I just ask the hard questions. I'm the admin. I can do that. So, Who deserves a shot better?
Well, I'd say that we both deserve a shot at it, but I am not going for it. I have chosen to let the goddess go for it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go for that women's championship. As soon as I hear something from the current holder, I am going to go after her, and hopefully she'll hear on this podcast tonight and probably come back with a challenge maybe in the future.
Well, that is awesome. That is awesome. Like I said, there's been a long history, trust me. I'm glad to have both of you here. It is a breath of fresh air, once again, to see women empowerment in this group. I also have to shout out the Queen of Extreme. If you ladies want to know the history of women in this group, please go back to the photos, go back to the old videos, go back to the old promos, and just take a look at the fire that was brought. At one time, there was about maybe 6 or 7 women in this chapter who competed daily. So you guys have some tough shoes to fill. But I am almost positive that you guys will make a great impact. And that's all I have to say about that.
Oh, absolutely. I believe you two women will make an amazing, amazing impact here. We've been looking forward to seeing some new blood. We were all shocked when the Dark Knight had to step down for a while. It was mainly just Misty and the Dark Knight. I'm there for a short period of time going back and forth, and now with Missy, I guess, semi-retiring, we were afraid women's division was going to disappear altogether. So how do you feel, both of you, saving the women's division? What?
I'm quite confident about it.
Ladies, don't. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I keep hearing the name Nightmare Jones being put out, and I couldn't help but make my presence known tonight. How are you ladies doing tonight?
Fantastic.
Well, that's good.
Doing better now that you're here.
Now, let's hope that tomorrow you're feeling the same way, because tomorrow is not going to be the same. Tomorrow, you get to face Nightmare Jones, and I really don't think that you understand exactly what you're getting yourselves into. There's been a lot of people that have said... there have been a lot of people that have said that they could beat Nightmare Jones, and a lot of them have failed. Even Mr. Richard Priest himself has said he was going to beat Nightmare Jones, and yet, what happened? So, ladies...
Speaking of the women's division, we have the top competitor of the women's division on right now, Nightmare Jones. Keep going, Nightmare. Keep going.
See, Richard Priest is always there with the jokes. I just have one question. What makes you think that you have any shot of beating Nightmare Jones, the Legends Champion and the Universal Heavyweight Champion? What makes you think you have any shot?
We've caught Nightmare off guard. He's not used to taking two matches at once, but he's only used to having one man at one time.
I'll tell you what. I bet you, Nightmare Jones, you are super excited you get to disappoint two women at once this time.
Everybody's got jokes, don't they? Well, we'll see exactly who's laughing tomorrow when I destroy the goddess and the enchantress. But my next question is, goddess, you claim that you are looking for a guy that has titles. Why are you looking at Massacre? Massacre has a UXT championship. I mean, you should be looking at somebody like the Cronus of Titan of Time that has 3 titles. Nightmare Jones, who has 2 titles. Why Massacre?
I'm looking to build a champion. I'm not looking for one that's already been acquired and or set in their ways. I'm looking to help build a champion.
And I have to concur with Nightmare Jones. I mean, out of the two Atticus brothers here, Nightmare Jones is the uglier. I'm sorry. Well, Nightmare Jones is ugly. But Massacre is the uglier of the two brothers.
I mean, I guess I have to take that as a compliment.
I don't really think it's all about looks as it comes to the battles and who wins those championship belts.
Well, ladies, I'm going to let you ladies go. I will see you tomorrow night. I hope that you're ready because I know that I am.
Nightmare, before you go, I think one part of why they might be looking into Massacre is because if they ever go out on the weekend, they want somebody who is available to go on all the rides at the theme park.
I hate all of you.
Hey, you guys smell that? There's a lot of burn going on tonight's show. Jeez Louise.
I think I've got the potion for that burn.
Oh, I don't think it's barbecue either.
I'm done for the night. Thank you. I'm out.
I think my Nightmare Jones my luck. But ladies, okay, so before Nightmare Jones rudely interrupted, I did have a question on how you two felt about basically breathing life back into the women's division. I just want to know, I mean, like, you know, for a division that was almost dead, it was you two that have kind of sparked it back to life. And how does that make you two feel?
I feel really great about it. I'm going to be the face of the women's division of FWWC here before too long. So you're going to be seeing me around a whole lot longer.
Nice, nice. Okay, Richard Priest, do you have any other questions for our lovely ladies of the UXT?
At this time, I will say no.
The head admin has a question. I sure do have a question. Ladies, and you can answer this in any chronological order that you decide. So all eyes have been on you, too. Trust me, a lot of eyes, sometimes four eyes. Have been on you too, not only because of your awesome, beautiful looks, but just the fact that, you know, you're changing the game when not only it comes to the women's division, but the UXT division. Let me ask you guys a question. Out of all the FWWC superstars on the roster, whether they're UXT or main roster, who catches your attention? Champion, non-champion, rookie, non-rookie. Who has impressed you both the most since you came into this chapter? You can go in any order.
Duan.
Well,
they're going to answer the same way everybody else answered, and it is myself, Richard Priest, the current Intercontinental Champion and the greatest Legends Champion ever in chapter history. Thank you, ladies.
Whoa. That is not how I was going to answer.
Neither was I.
There's a lot of action going on in the UXT, and I think we have a lot of people who are going to step up and take a lot of those belts away from those people who's been holding them for a long time. A lot of those champions have better be watching their backs because there's new people coming out.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I want to pinpoint it to one particular superstar. Which particular superstar catches you guys' attention? Is it Julius Cairo, Massacre, Richard Priest doesn't count, so I'm not going to talk about him, El Mata, Big Hoss, which guy or gal out of this chapter do you say not only would you like to one day compete against, but, you know, makes the most noise in your eyes?
Well, taking that as two separate questions, who I would like to compete against possibly in the future is going to be El Mata, and who I see coming up and being a bigger, better competitor is definitely Massacre. I would definitely have to say that the Saint is who I'd be watching to come up next in the Superstars.
Interesting answer. Interesting answer. That's all I got. Thanks, ladies. That was pretty awesome.
I'm sorry. I missed who the goddess said she was looking forward to. I heard her say Mazas, but who was the other?
I believe I said Massacre.
Oh, okay. I was just making sure because I'm just trying to figure out if people are like actually apparently paying attention to my brother or not, and I guess people are, which is disappointing, but, you know, I guess I got to give him credit where credit's due. I mean, whatever. UFC champion, he's done something I haven't done, but I promise you, in the future, he will fall to me and my undefeated streak.
I guess we'll have to see.
All right, ladies, I do appreciate you calling in. It is definitely fun to hear from the new, I guess, I don't want to refer to you as the eye candy because that's a horrible way to put it, but, you know, the two people that everyone has their eyes on, let's just put it that way. You're going to have the women's champion. She's going to have your eyes on you. Morgana has returned. It looks like she's going to have her eyes on you. A lot of the UFC competition will, especially after the outcome of tomorrow night. One way or the other, I'm sure someone will definitely have their eyes on you. I appreciate you girls calling it in. I wish you luck in your future matches. And, you know, best of luck to you tomorrow. You are facing the legend Nightmare Joe.
Thank you. I don't need luck.
All right. Well, gentlemen, it does look like we are starting to come to the end of our show. Once again, I would like to thank the Wrestle Talk podcast for, you know, helping us pay the bills here. You know, you can catch them every Wednesday from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time with Joe and Renee. Like we said, they have the special guest this Wednesday, Pete Madden, and a very special
human
wrecking
ball.
What?
Pete
what?
Madden.
What?
The human wrecking ball, Pete Madden.
Okay, the human
he
wrecking ball.
In the independent
Madden
circuit.
I have not been formally introduced to the man, so I apologize. I don't mean to discredit his standing. Or anything like that. You know, I didn't mean to have any disrespect. So this human wrecking ball, Pete Madden, as well as a very special guest, very special VIP guest, and I can't wait to find out who it is from Ring of Honor. So, I mean, it's just going to be exciting. It's going to be amazing. And it's always fun listening to the guys over there on the Wrestle Talk podcast. You know, I'm sorry. I was trying to finish things up, but apparently I'm getting word that Corbin Slater is on the line.
And of course, he probably wants to talk about his match this Sunday, competing against Chrome from time to time for the United States Championship at FWC Extreme Rules. It doesn't surprise me.
Probably
not to interrupt you. Sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah, first off, I'd like to introduce my own FWWC Tonight segment, Corbin Slater's correct milk carton moment. Intern Timmy, hit the music.
You like crazy. I miss you like crazy. Ever since you went away.
For my milk carton moment, I would like to point out one Richard Parise, a man who posted a promo today, but 9 days prior, for 9 whole days, has not been seen or heard of, while his tag team partner, the legend El Mataradas, is the one talking for every single time the Money, Power, Respect show up. So that is my milk carton moment of the week. You're welcome. Now, as we move on my segment in the show, I would also like to say something else, Richard Priest. You're money, power, respect. But see, you only stand for one part of that, and that's money, which means absolutely frickin' nothing in the FWWC. Almada has the power, and Almada has the respect.
You
now,
know,
after me and Mason destroy you tomorrow night...
Hey, boy, listen. Why don't you go back and recheck the timelines, because I know it's been more than 9 days since I post something.
May 29th is today, and the last time you posted was May 20th. I checked while I was waiting on hold, sir. So you can go fact-check yourself. But anyway, according to time restraints, I'll try to wrap this up real quick.
Beating the respect out of you and your tag team partner tomorrow night.
So, Almada tomorrow night. Almada tomorrow night. Mason and I will beat you in that handicap match to then go on to beat the Titans of Time. Will I continue my quest to dismantle a Titan? Something no one has ever done and never will do, except for me.
Well, thank you for coming on really quick here, Corbin Slater. Like you always tell the girls, it'll be really quick. So we're going to wrap up our show tonight.
I did have one thing to ask Corbin. Many clocks do you have that you can continuously punch and break?
Well, see, I actually went to Richard Priest's house and found as many of the most expensive clocks I could possibly find and grabbed them. So that's on Richard Priest's dime, so you can thank him for that. Like I said, the only part of money, power, respect is money that he actually holds.
You were in my house? I will be contacting the Duke Police Department right away and have your ass arrested, sir.
Well, good luck finding the fingerprints.
Are you insinuating that you wore gloves or that you don't have fingerprints?
I'll leave that up to you guys to decide.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Congratulations on your victory, and good luck on your match tomorrow.
Oh, no luck will be needed. Once Almada and Richard Priest, Almada goes down. I keep on forgetting that guy doesn't really exist. So whenever Almada falls to the Mechanical Maniacs, it's going to be one hell of a match. You better tune in for that. Because Almada is going to try to handle his business on his own.
I'm actually at a loss for words because normally I'd have something to say here, but you're calling out Almada. You're really, really pushing buttons. But
I'm not calling out Almada. I'm just saying he's the only one that's actually going to be able to show up tomorrow night. We'll leave that at that.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in, and I guess no good luck on your match tomorrow. Just enjoy it and have fun beating everybody up. All right. Crazy night. Crazy way to end it. We still have a couple things that I would like to give a rundown of, ladies and gentlemen. We have a big pay-per-view coming up. We have the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. We have United States title on the line. Kronos versus the man we just had on the phone, Corbin Slater. We have the UXT number one contendership tag team title match, UXT tag team number one contendership match, which is the Outlaw. What was that?
I said, spit it out, AJ. Let's go.
Yeah, sorry, versus the Saviors of Funk. We have a main roster call-up between Deodric Rain and Tank. We have a UFC exhibition match, which I believe it's Mr. Reese versus, I really don't want to pronounce this guy's name wrong, but I believe he's calling himself the Brick Wall, Brick Buttkiss, Buttcuss. I'm sorry if I'm mispronouncing that.
The famous football player, AJ.
That's what I thought, but I didn't want to irritate anybody. We also have
is going to be myself taking on the Battle Cat for the Intercontinental Champion, my Intercontinental Championship, which I will win, and Money, Power, Respect taking on Titan the Time, and we will beat them for the Tag Team Championship.
Well, we don't know if that will be the matchup, but it will either be Money, Power, Respect, or the Mechanical Maniacs versus the Titans of Time for the Tag Team Championship. Ladies and gentlemen, great show tonight. Rick, Richard, DeJuan, any final thoughts?
I have one final closing thought, and I would like to compliment a La Familia member who I did give a little trouble to earlier today, and that is Nightmare Jones is truly a legend in the sport, and if you do not believe it, ask him, and he will tell you for himself.
I don't know if that was a backhand compliment or not. I'm not going to say it because it seemed like if you say Nightmare Jones' name five times on the show, he'll appear. So we're already on.
You got to look in the mirror first, little one.
Oh, Jesus, dude, bro. Great show. Great night. Hope everybody had an awesome Memorial Day. Legit. Shout out to our fallen soldiers out there, people with family and military. You guys and our thoughts and our prayers today. Let's not forget what today is about. I have a military family, so, hey, it's always kind of remorseful for this day. But, you know, at the FWC, man, we like to pay respect where respect is due. So remember what today is about, guys. And as always, man, tune in next week. We will be here live at 10:30. Tune in this weekend, FWC Extreme Rules. Great show tonight, man. Great show tonight.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, I normally have words of wisdom to give out, but in all honesty, in honor of Memorial Day, we can only give thanks to the many soldiers who fell and gave their lives for us and the many who are still fighting and serving in our military today. You know, thoughts and prayers to all those who have fallen, all those who are still falling, and those who are their families who are dealing with the day-to-day with not seeing their loved ones. I thank everybody for tuning in. Please don't forget, tune in Wednesday nights with the Wrestle Talk podcast with Joe and Renee from 7 to 9 p.m. This week's special guest, the Human Wrecking Ball. Did I get that right? The Human Wrecking Ball, Pete Madden.
Yes, you did, AJ. Remember, this man is a legend in the indie. He's taking bumps before you even knew how to potty train.
Sure, okay. And the VIP special guest from Ring of Honor. I look forward to seeing you all next week, which I can guarantee you will be an amazing show because every week it just seems to get better and better. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. DeJuan, Priest, I hope you had a happy Memorial Day, and I will see you next week.
Peace.
You're welcome.